Gunther and Bad are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and newsbreakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around is brought to you by Tosh, your orthopedic specialty hospital, Utah's premier sports medicine and orthopedic center, providing comprehensive care for your entire family. You can give Tosh a call today, 801-314-4100. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at MSaltisRivals. You can read him at UteNation.com, part of the Rivals Network for the University of Utah. It is Mikey Saltis. Mikey, the Utes get a nice win last night, but a weird suspension before the game with Devin Daniels. Do we have any idea how long we should expect the kind of phenom freshman to be out?
Hi, guys. How's it going? Concerning Devin Daniels, Larry Krystoliak, his press release saying that actions detrimental to the team was the reason for his suspension. I don't really know the timetable, but I know it wasn't anything legal. That's what my source has been telling me. It's mostly just team action, and I guess, you know, nothing illegal happened, and just, you know, he needed to, you know, come to terms with, his role on the team a little bit. I guess that's that was the reason for the suspension.
It sounds like Devin Daniels had been late to a meeting before and had maybe had some tardiness issues. Any idea on how Utah is going to step up and try to replace Devin Daniels in the short term?
In the short term, look at Gabe Beeler. I mean, he's come on really well. I mean, he's always been a shooter. He was brought onto the team for his shot, and you can see he's shooting well over 40% in the last couple games that he's been playing a little bit more frequently. The thing concerning Gabe Beeler is just his defense. That's why he hasn't really seen the court too much. But it seems like he's getting a little bit better grasp on Coach K's defense, defensive schemes right now. So I expect him to fill into that 2-3 spot moving forward.
You can find him on Twitter at MSaltisRivals. Read him at UteNation.com. Great stuff, Mikey. Thanks.
Thanks, Mikey.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
There he is, Mikey Saltis. Next up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at Mitch_Harper. He's our BYU insider. Read him at 1320kfan.com and CougarNation.com. It is Mitch Harper. Mitch, how about the offensive explosion from Elijah Bryant last night? BYU's been waiting for somebody outside of the LP3 to kind of break through, and you finally saw it. Some optimism now with Elijah Bryant going forward, being able to be that guy?
Yeah, that's a huge breakout performance for Elijah Bryant, who, by all accounts, this season has been kind of missing. They expected a lot of expectations for Elijah Bryant going into the year, being the transfer from Elon, but injuries have kind of derailed the progression they thought, the production that he was going to bring to the team this season. So, yeah, that was a big moment for him. Does that change the narrative of BYU basketball this year? I don't think so. It's still kind of a disappointing year. They got a big opportunity on Saturday against number one Gonzaga, but still good for BYU to get a dominating win on the road, which is something they haven't done at all this season.
Well, speaking of optimism, where would you say BYU football is most optimistic heading into spring ball next week?
Most optimistic? That's a good question, Gunther. I would say probably on the defensive side of the ball. Defensively, I think this BYU defense might be the best defense BYU's had since being an independent. I think in terms of depth, personnel-wise, this defense really could be something special for BYU in 2017. And they've had some good defenses. You go back to 2012, they had the third overall scoring defense in the country. So I think this group defensively has a lot of potential, a lot of great talent. So I think that's where BYU is feeling confident. They're going to try and address some concerns maybe with the wide receiver spot, also some depth at running back. But defensively, BYU is feeling pretty confident going into Monday.
Find him on Twitter at Mitch_Harper. Read him at 1320kfan.com. Great stuff, Mitch. Thanks.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Mitch Harper, our BYU insider. The Wasatch Whip Around brought to you by Tosh, your orthopedic specialty hospital. For more information about sports and orthopedic injuries, follow the experts at Tosh on Facebook or Twitter today at Tosh Utah.